never let me go.
Never let me go.
I laid it all down again.
I laid it all down
again. Just to hear you say that I'm your friend.
To hear you say that
you are mine.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Draw me nearer. Draw me close to you, Father. Never let me go. I'll lay it all down again to hear you say that I'm your friend. Oh, God, draw me, draw me, draw me, draw me close to you. Never let me go. I lay it all down again to hear you say that I'm your friend. You are my desire. No one else will do. No one else can take your place. Oh, but to feel the warmth of your embrace, help me find my way. Bring me back to you. For Father, you're all I want. You're all I'll ever need. You're all I've ever needed. You're all I want. Help me know you are near. Father, you're all I want. You're all I want. You're all I want. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross. To the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. To thy precious bleeding side. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. I pray that you awaken this morning with an expectation, amen, to connect with the Father this week, this month, this third month of what was just now considered a new year, but we're already into the third month, which means we are into a quarter of the year. And so I pray that this almost completed first quarter is being productive and intentional. Amen. Drawing you closer to your Father. Amen. Our lives, our daily lives should be reflection of us being drawn closer into a more intimate space with our Creator. And so I pray that that is your testimony on this morning. I say again, good morning, and welcome to 5 a.m. prayer. I woke up this morning excited about Jesus. I tell you what, when I went to bed last night, I came home a little exhausted yesterday, wasn't sure what God was doing, but this morning he says, just draw closer to me. Just draw closer to me. So as I'm going to ask that you indulge me on this morning, amen, from a perspective of being postured in prayer. Can somebody say postured in prayer? Postured in prayer. Why postured in prayer? Because without prayer, y'all, we're going to have a rough and a hard time. Amen. Without prayer, it's going to be going to get a little rocky and a little rough if it's not already postured in prayer. And I'm going to ask that we would turn our attention to the book of James on this morning. The book of James, that fourth chapter, I believe that's where we're going, that fourth chapter, verse 8. Draw me close to you. Draw me nearer to you. So James 4:8. I'm going to ask, does anybody have their Bibles ready with them this morning? Anybody have their Bible nearby this morning? James 4:8. Well, if not, I got mine. I got it right here. James 4:8. We're going to go from the, we're going to give you the old King James. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. That's the King James. The NIV says, come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. But every now and again, and most quite often, I like to also see what the message has to say about stuff, right? I like to check out the message, and this is what the message says. The message is going to have us take it and start from that seventh verse and take us to the tenth verse. The message translation says, so let God work his will in you. Yell a loud no to the devil and watch him make himself scarce. Say a quiet yes to God and he'll be there in no time. Quit dabbling in sin. What does it say? Quit dabbling in sin. Purify your inner life. Quit playing the field. Hit bottom and cry your eyes out. The fun and games are over. One more time. The fun and games are over. Get serious, really serious. Get down on your knees before the Master. It's the only way you'll get on your feet. It says, quit dabbling in sin, purify your inner life, quit playing the field, hit the bottom and cry your eyes out. The fun and games are over. Get serious, really serious. Get down on your knees before the Master. Listen to this. It's the only way you'll get on your feet. Anybody want to be on top? Anyone want to be on their feet? Anyone want to rise, amen, and soar above the situations and the challenges that's going on in your life? Anybody saying this? stuff is getting too deep, too heavy, too challenging. Get on your knees. It's the only way you'll get on your feet. This is the day the Lord has made. Rejoice in giving him praise, giving him glory, giving him all honor, because it is due unto his holy name, his holy name. Y'all, I don't know about y'all, but I'm excited about Jesus, because guess what? He has been too good to me. Amen. I've drawn close and near to a lot of things and a lot of people, but what I've learned in these 60 years is that there's nobody that can do me like Jesus. Amen. Nobody that can do me like Jesus. So I choose to draw near to him, postured in prayer. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. This scripture, this is our anchor scripture, right? Because what, it's our anchor scripture because we need to understand that as we come into these places of prayer, that prayer is not about convincing God to move. It is about positioning ourselves. Come on. It is about positioning ourselves to come close. The promise is conditional proximity, but here's a promise. Here it is. When we draw, he draws. When we move, he responds. Posture initiates nearness. What does it do? It initiates nearness. So draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Anybody need to feel the touch and the love, need to know, you know that he's loving you, but do you need to feel him? Do you need a touch from the Lord? Is there something going on that just got you in the place that you're just not sure? Well, this scripture, y'all know what? This verse is both an invitation and a promise. So yes, it's a promise, but we go back to God continuously inviting us into spaces so that we can walk and become positioned for destiny, so that we can become positioned and we can develop and evolve into the woman and the man of God that he created us to be. It's an invitation. It reveals something powerful about relationship with God, right? Closeness with him requires, listen to this, y'all, here we go, intentional movement from us. What does it require? Intentional movement from us. Draw near is a command. It implies action. Listen to this. If you're feeling distant from God, listen, I had situations where two of my sisters were feeling distant and disconnected on yesterday. And I'm talking about women who've been around a little bit, women who are in the faith, and women who are, quote, seasoned in this thing and in this walk and in this journey, but feeling distant, feeling left out, feeling disconnected. God is not distant from them, from us by desire, but he does invite participation, right? So when we feeling isolated, when we feeling disconnected, we have to check and ask, what is our role in that? What is our part in that? Again, he does invite participation. Prayer is how we step toward him. Worship is how we step toward him. Surrender is how we step toward him. Again, prayer is how we step toward him. Worship is how we step toward him. Surrender is how we step toward him. Being postured in prayer means we are not waiting passively for God to feel close. We choose closeness. Y'all, come on, anybody choosing to be close to the Father? Draw me nearer. Draw me close, Father. It's a promise. It's an invitation, and it also is a promise, as I said. A promise is that he will draw near to you. Notice this. Notice the certainty. It doesn't say might. It doesn't say perhaps. What does the text say? The text says he will. He will draw near. This tells us God is responsive, that he values relationship, that he honors pursuit. Anybody after the Father, anybody going after the Father, when we shift our posture, y'all, this posture thing is all in my spirit. Amen. When we shift our posture, heaven responds. How do I know? I know because I'm living in it. When you shift your posture, when you shift your thinking, when you shift how you respond to things, when you allow God, when you shift your posture. Your posture in your thinking, your posture in your communication, your posture in your relationships and how you relate to people and how you choose not to relate. In all of that, your posture, when you shift your posture, heaven responds. There's several on you that are part of our local congregation, and you know that yesterday was the second opportunity that we as female clerics had the opportunity to facilitate the Eucharist, the Lord's Supper, communion, right? But as I reflect on that, and this is just where we are right now, because I understand the power and the value of being postured in prayer and being postured for no noise and being postured for no nonsense. When we posture ourselves, when we allow our spirits, come on, Holy Ghost, when we allow our spirits to come into alignment, into a formation with the Father, there is nothing that God would not allow you to do. There is nothing that the Bible says he would not withhold anything. He would not withhold anything from his children. Are you a child of God on this morning? So lift up your head and square your shoulder and get yourself into position, because there's an invitation, but there's a promise along with the invitation. And then what does it do? It reveals reciprocalness in your relationship. It reveals a lot of things in the relationship. James is teaching us that intimacy with God is relational, not mechanical. My relationship with the Father allows me to be into spaces that I didn't ask to be into. Amen. My relationship with the Father puts my name in rooms that I'm not in. My relationship with the Father extends a favor to me from men who I have not asked or even became acquainted with. My relationship, my intimacy with the Father, amen, puts me on someone's mind. Amen. My relationship brings about reciprocal results. James teaches us, y'all, that intimacy with God is what we should desire, is what we need. We cannot live distant, come on, and expect closeness. Those sisters that I've mentioned, they cannot expect closeness if they are not participants, if they live a distant life, if they separate themselves. Amen? We cannot live a distracted, come on, Holy Ghost, we cannot live a distracted life and expect depth in the Father, expect depth in our intimacy, expect depth in the knowledge of who God is. We cannot live distracted lives. I'm reminded that before we got to that place of service on yesterday, on Saturday, I sent something to all of our clerics and asked them to just be mindful of how they spent their Saturday. And I said, I want to encourage you all to refrain from the busyness and find the time and the space to settle down and allow your spirits to be settled, because we don't take communion in the Lord's Supper, Eucharist. We don't take that lightly. So I encourage them to just allow their spirits to be settled on Saturday before we come into that space. Amen. So we cannot live distracted lives and expect to live in the depth and the fullness, amen, of what is available to us through Christ Jesus. So examine what is distracting you, what is keeping you from being into that place that you need to be in with him. I had a sister who told me some time back that she remembered when she had such a relationship with God that she knew that God was there. He was talking to her. He was giving her things. And she said she hasn't experienced that in years. So what is it that distracts you or have pulled you away from experiencing and living in that? Nearness requires intentional alignment. Intentional alignment. It won't happen just haphazardly or because you wanted to or expected to. No, you have to be intentional in how you use your time. The context matters. Why do I say that? Because James 4, that chapter, if you read that whole chapter, James addresses some things. He addresses pride and self-focus and divided loyalty. Just before verse 8, he says, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Come on, Jesus. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. So drawing near is not just emotional, y'all. It involves, listen to this, repentance, humility, and surrender. Repentance, humility, and surrender. Posture matters. Listen to this. Internally, before it ever shows externally. Posture matters. Internally. So what's going on inside of here? I have to reflect, Lord. I didn't know we were going here, but as I reflect on this communion on service yesterday, I reflect on I'm going over to the church, and I said this yesterday, going over to the church on Saturday to get some work done because I wanted everything. One thing I know is that for me, when I check off the little things, my spirit is settled, and I wanted to go and make sure that I had everything that I knew my pastor would need. I serve him, right? That's my assignment. So I needed to go over there and make sure he had everything that he would need. He had been traveling, had a late night, and just been a busy week. And so my posture as serving a visionary leader like that is to, and this is what I said to some people earlier last week, is always when your leader is overwhelmed or when your leader has a full plate, there was one of the elders said, what can we do? What do I need to do? I said, our posture right now is prayer. And I said this, anytime you are serving a leader, especially a visionary leader, a leader who is on the move, your posture, when you get to that place where you see that they have a lot going on, maybe even overwhelmed, our posture is to do what is required of us in excellence. Letting that leader know that they don't have to worry about your part being done, that your stuff is in order. So my mindset was, Bridget, you guys are going into communion. He's had a full week, da-da-da-da, all this stuff going on. You need to go over there and make sure everything is set up for him. When he walks in his office, everything is right there. He don't have to wonder, worry. When the adjutants walk in, everything that your hand has touched is in place. And so that's what my Saturday was like. And then to settle myself down and connect with the Father so I can be in the headspace. I went in the sanctuary for about an hour, prayed, cried, did what I need to do, right? And as I sat there, that whole thing about repenting, humility, surrender. So as I'm listening to this, I'm like, yes, it involves my posture, involves something on my part for me to slow down, settle down, go in there, Father, anything that can possibly be in the way of me being where you need me to be positioned tomorrow. Father, I release it to you right now in the name of Jesus. Father, here I am, surrendered to you, humbly on my knees before you, Father, an available vessel to you, Father. So that is our posture. When we really step into that authentic, genuine posture of wanting him more than the spotlight, more than the microphone, more than the title, more than any of that stuff, I call it, he will step in. And then you have a peace and a calm. Even with the nerves, even with the uncertainty, the peace and calm, you simply say, Father, it's on you now. I've done what I believe you required of me, so here I am. And that is the posture we can take when we have surrendered, when we have repented, when we are walking in humility. Amen. That is the posture we will have if we are postured in prayer. So to what does to be postured in prayer really mean? What does it really mean, Bridget? I'm glad you asked. It means that we initiate the closeness. We prioritize presence. Those sisters, if they're not prioritizing to be in the mix, to be in, they're going to not feel the closeness. They're not going to feel the fellowship. They're not going to feel the sisterhood. So we have to initiate the closeness. We prioritize the presence. We remove the distractions. I tell one of my sisters, I so understand now. Some of you might remember that October 1st on my Facebook post, I posted no noise, no noise. And I understand it over and over and over as God is growing me and developing me and speaking to me why I was prompted, why he led me to do this, to post that. Because in this season of where he desiring to grow us and develop us, we have to be okay and without being distracted, without being involved and included in everything. Because some things, while it may seem good, is a distraction to hinder you from hearing, from seeing, and being in the right position. So we initiate closeness, we prioritize presence, we remove distractions, and we align our hearts. And the promise remains, if we draw, he draws. If we draw, he draws. Amen. So draw me close to you. Draw me close to you, Father. Never let me go. I lay it all down again to hear you say that I'm your friend. You are my desire. No one else would do. Not my husband, not my children, not my girlfriends, not my pastor. No, Father, you are my desire. No one else would do. No one else, none of them can take your place, can take the place of feeling the warmth of your embrace. Father, thank you for embracing us on this morning. Thank you, oh God, for being Abba Father. Thank you for being our peace, our joy, our strength. God, thank you for being the great I am, the mighty God. Thank you for being the God that you are, the one who's always there, the one who never leaves us or forsakes us. Father, we bless your name and we honor you on today. God, there is no one like you. And so, Father, as we prepare to move forward in this week, in this month, with our heart of being postured with a posture of prayer, God, help us to understand that it requires something of us. It requires intentionality on our part. It requires desire on our part, oh God. It requires that we are okay with walking away from some stuff and shutting down the noise. God, help us, oh God, to understand what it is that you desire of us, Father, that you want us. You want me, you want my sister, my brother, you want us to lay it all down again, laying down the pride, laying down the timelines of we got to do this, we're going to do this. No, but helping us be open and willing to do as you just as you lead us, God, in the name of Jesus, as you lead and direct us, in the name of Jesus, Father, help us to lay it all down, laying down the expectations of others, Father, laying down the need for control. Help us, oh God, to lay it all down. Father, you're all I want. So, Father, when we desire, when we say that you're all that I want, Father, we're simply saying, we're not saying fix this, Father. We're saying form us. You're bringing us, calling us into formation. It shifts from opening the doors, Father, to open my heart. Open our hearts that we may be sensitive to you, Father. Open these hearts, God, in the name of Jesus. Draw me close. Never let me go. I lay it all down again to hear you say that I'm your friend. I lay it all down to hear you say that I'm your friend. You're all I want. You're all I need. So, gracious Father, we love you this morning. We thank you and we bless you. For those, my sisters and my brothers, oh God, who saying, Lord, I don't have the time. My schedule is so busy. Father, will you help them this week, this month, to slow it down, to pause, and to be intentional about this space with you. Father, I believe that every one of us on this platform, we desire to walk and live in the fullness of who you have created us to be. I believe that we're not getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, oh God, for naught, God. But I believe that there is a desire to fulfill the plan and the purpose that you have for our lives. Father, I believe believe that. And so, Father, will you do what is necessary in the lives of these who have come this morning, oh God, and in the lives of those who will join us as we go throughout the week. Father, we pray now in advance in the name of Jesus for every person that would touch this platform on this week, oh God, that you would draw them close to you. Father, that they will understand that they're not just getting up because it's something to do or because they set the alarm clock, but Father, they're getting up because you desire to draw them into a place of intimacy with you so that they can fulfill the plan and purpose that you have for their lives. So when, oh God, when the eyes grow dim, God, when the clock stop ticking, Father, you will be able to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. So God, draw us nearer. Draw us close to you, oh God. Never leave us, oh God. For after all, I'm reminded your word says that you would never leave us or forsake us, oh God. So God, help us to be in position where we can walk in the fullness of your promise to us. God, help these on this platform this morning. God, examine themselves today before we move into this week. Help us examine ourselves and our posture in you. Father, whatever, whoever it is, that will hinder and prevent us from moving forward in you. Father, I pray that you will sever, you would disrupt, that you would dismantle whatever it is, oh God. Father, if you came to get us on today, Father, I pray that we would take these next 60 seconds, oh God, and to examine ourselves before you and repent of everything, anything that may come to our mind, oh God, that will hinder us from being in that place with you. We don't know what today holds, but we know that right now you've given us this moment. So, Father, I pray that every person under the sound of my voice have accepted you as their Lord and their Savior and could recommit this morning to a life in you, a life of intimacy with you, and saying yes to your leading, your guiding, your directing, even if it's uncomfortable, Father. Help us. Help us to move forward in you. Help us to move forward in you, postured in prayer. Postured in prayer. When we're postured in prayer, our perspective changes. Our heart softens. Our decisions come into alignment. Our strength is renewed. And our life becomes anchored. So that's what our week will look like. Perspective change. Heart softens. Decisions aligned. Your strength is renewed. And your life becomes anchored. So we're tossed to and fro. We're not sure. But guess what? God desires to anchor you this week. He desires to anchor you. I sat next to a beautiful sister yesterday. I'm not sure if she's on this morning. And we were talking about what it is she wants to do with her life. And I believe she says she's not sure what she's supposed to be doing. And I asked her how old she was, and she told me she was in her 40s. And I said to her, draw near, draw close to him. Draw near, draw close to him. Amen. Draw near, draw close to him, and he will begin to speak. This is the day the Lord has made. We shall continue to rejoice and to be glad in it. Amen, amen, amen. I'm going to ask you all to take a few moments to come off mute this morning. I want to give you an opportunity to share anything on your heart this morning as we go into this week of postured in prayer. Postured in prayer. Postured in prayer. And each day this week, we will look at it from the aspect or perspective of shift, of the shifts that take place when we remain positioned in prayer, the shifts that would take place in our lives as we remain positioned in prayer. Listen to this. I am so grateful. I am so thankful. You don't know how grateful I am for each and every one of you, week after week, month after month, year after year. This prayer line would not be if it wasn't for the 48 of us that's on right now. So I thank God for each and every one of you and what you add to this time we have together. But let me say this to you. While I'm grateful, I'm excited. I pray that this is not the only time of prayer that you have in your month or in your day for that matter. I pray that you are, that this is the catalyst, that this is the catalyst, this is the jump start for the rest of your month, for the rest of your week. Amen. This should be your jump start. This should be the thing that charges you to get you after you come out of your Sunday services. This should be just another jump start, another ignition point, another place of igniting your fire to move forward in Him. So I need to hear from you this morning. Where are you in your posture of prayer? Anyone want to share this morning where you are in your posture and what it is you can do differently this month, this week, to move into a place of intimacy with the Father? Amen. Anyone want to share this morning?
I heard.
Good morning.
Okay, good morning. Did I hear, was that Jackie or was it Glenda? Or did I hear both of you?
You heard us both, but go ahead, Jackie.
No, go ahead. I'll speak after you.
Okay. What I'm hearing is I need to focus and not be distracted by the cares of this world and trust God wholeheartedly, knowing that He's got me.
Yeah. Amen. Jackie?
Confirmation, Bridget.
Say that again.
It was confirmation.
Amen.
You were speaking about preparing for the pastor. In my, what I heard you say was that you're actually preparing for the Father.
Wow. Amen, Lord.
As you got ready for the pastor stuff, Lord, I'm actually making room for you to come in.
Oh, Jesus, amen.
And that's what I am. As we prepare for the earthly things, help us always make space for you.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
And that's where I am.
Amen. Amen. Wonderful. Amen. Anyone else this morning?
Yes, Bridget. This is Ricky.
Good morning, Ricky. Go ahead, Ricky. Go ahead, Ricky.
So my position is that I choose prayer as a lifestyle and not a task. And that,
wow,
that He would teach me even, He would teach me even when I don't know, when I don't feel like it, even when I don't feel like it, I would pray. And that I would choose prayer over being panicky, and that His presence would be over my problems.
Amen. Amen. That's wonderful. Amen. It was someone else.
Yes. Good morning, everyone. This is Sister Pauline.
Good morning, sis.
As Sister Jackie said earlier, this is just a confirmation, because with everything, our prayer last week, we have a family prayer platform, and the prayer that the Lord has led us into is basically praying in the names of God, praying God's character. Over the weekend, it was just ignited even more, because my brother-in-law and I had a conversation about a lady that went to a church service to be healed.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of them, the person that she was passed to, who is firm in the faith, as we would have thought,
mm-hmm.
just told her, oh, she should go home because she needs deliverance. She came for deliverance because
Jesus.
She knows that.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying, look, then they're calling the oil as if, oh, there is something in the oil. There is your faith with the oil. It's not, oh, we're going to get, it's not nothing spooky, as Bishop would say.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the prayer of faith will mm-hmm. heal the sick. That's what the Word of God says.
Yeah.
And even in our Sunday school lesson yesterday, it was confirmed again
mm.
when the disciples were asking Jesus, so hold on, why couldn't we cast the demon out of the child? He said, look, this kind only come out through prayer and fasting.
Mm-hmm.
And as I studied the lesson, I realized that in fasting is only in the King James Version.
Mm.
The effect of what mm. was happening is the prayer connecting to God.
Mm.
It's
mm.
that connection that does what God wants to do
yeah.
in the lives of
Jesus.
People. So
mm.
as I said before, this is just a confirmation
Amen.
That we should stay on the wall.
Amen. 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 Anyone else this morning? Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. 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 Glory to God. Glory be to the Lord of Lords and the Kings of Kings.
Mm-hmm.
As I listened, it draws my memory back to this week as the Lord had showed me being on your bended knees,
mm-hmm.
crying out to Him, would cause me to draw closer to Him.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that in the spiritual realm this week.
Wow.
In confirmation of how you brought it out this morning, causes mm. us, if we stay on our bended knees, humbling ourselves before
come on,
God,
come on.
It will cause us to draw closer to Him.
Amen.
That's what we want to be at.
Yes.
We want to mm. be there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
I just want to say thank you, Lord.
Amen.
For bringing
Amen.
That out and bringing it back to my memory.
Amen.
Is where I want to be at.
Mm. Mm.
Is on my bended knees day in and day out, crying
Amen.
Out to the Lord
mm.
to draw closer to Him. Amen.
Yeah. Amen. 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 Anyone else this morning? Draw me close to you. Mm. You know, y'all, I get emotional when I think about this. And part of it, as I'm listening, is because... How many of you, when you experience something great, you want everybody to experience that, right? And so part of my heart is that experiencing the relationship and the confirmations and the things from God and just from being from desiring to be intentional. And listen, all of us fall short. Let me make that clear. Every single one of us falls short. But when you are intentional and postured, the best of your ability, repent when you need to repent and all that stuff. I ain't negating none of that. But when your heart is postured, when you have said, Lord, I want you more than this, and it hurts sometimes and all that, when you begin to experience and walk in the blessings and the fullness and the manifested glory of God, you want those you love and care about to experience that. So when I see my sisters and my brothers in situations that are contrary to God's best, my heart says, but there's a way, you know, to get closer to Him. Yeah, you're going through, but draw closer to Him. You know, and so that's my desire, is that each and every one of us will have that desire to draw closer to Him and not just accept just a dab or do. No, there's so much more that He has for us. I'm telling you, I'm living in expectation because God is good. God is doing stuff.
love, but I can only imagine if I stay the course in him. Come on, if I stay the course in him, what he has on the other side of the of this next. So I'm staying the course because God is so good. I'm like, God, if it gets any better, I can't stand myself. So listen, y'all, there is something that he wants to deposit, he wants to give us. But we have to be in alignment. We have to be properly positioned. And it starts, oh, come on, bended knees. Thank you, Ruby. It starts with the bended knees. Father, here I am, humbly submitted before you. I repent. I repent. And Father, I lift my hands and I surrender. I surrender. I heard Glenda say she has to focus and not be distracted on the cares of this word or this world, but she said that she has to trust God wholeheartedly. Absolutely. Trust him. Don't be afraid. I remember back in June, I started saying, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. Didn't have a clue why I was saying that until God began to start growing me in some areas. And I had to be able to step out in faith. I had to be able to be bold when my knees were knocking, when my stomach was turning. But I said, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. And I'm still saying it because God is still moving. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. No noise, no noise. So I have to trust him wholeheartedly. And then I heard Ricky say she puts prayer over panic. Whew, that's big. That's huge. Because it will be easy for us to panic when things come at us. Our naturalness would be to panic. But no, even in that moment, that's why we have to develop our spirits now. We have to be feeding our spirits so when the things come at us, we will be able to put prayer over panic. If we don't have anything, if we don't have any depth to us, we will fall to the tactic of the enemy every time. Panic, fear. And guess what? That will prevent us from being able to move forward in God. Prayer, the prayer of faith, I heard Pauline say, yes, prayer. But then I have to go back to what Jackie said, making room for the Lord to come in. We making space for him, making room for him to come in and do his greatest work in us. So that, guess what, his greatest work can be manifested through us so that someone else will come to know him. And that is the ultimate charge for all of it. It brings us right back to us being a vessel, to him working through us so that someone else can get to know him. That is, it all will land right back there. So while we're living the abundant life, the fullness of him is that we will be a living witness and testimony that someone else will come to know him. So who is it that's waiting on you to move into position, to get yourself postured in prayer? Who is it that he has assigned that's waiting on you to get in position? Don't delay them. Don't cause them to have to be reassigned to someone else if you're assigned to them. Come on. Father, we bless you and we honor you this morning. We can go on and on because you're such a great God, a mighty God. We give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor for it in Jesus' name. This is the day the Lord has made. Whatever you do today, check your posture. Make sure you're postured to be a blessing. Make sure your spirit is postured to be light in the midst of darkness. Make sure you share the love of Christ with someone in some way this morning. Amen. Today, buy someone's lunch. Y'all do something for someone. I have two women on my heart today I'm going to reach out to. Who is it on your heart that you know that you can reach out to and be an extension of the Christ that lives on the inside of you? And so, Father, we say thank you for this day. Draw us close to you. Never leave us, Father God. Draw us close to you.
Never let me go.
Never let me go.
Yeah.
with friends. You are mine. You are mine.
You are mine.
No one else will do, no.
No one else will do.
No one else can take your place.
No, no one else will.
Thank you.